From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Don Meekoy. This is The Source. I'm not your usual host, but today our guest is our usual host. And so Ben Felder's in today to talk about President Donald Trump tweeting over the weekend about four women in Congress that he said should go back to the country they came from. Unfortunately, three of those four women are from the United States, so that was viewed as being a racist comment. There wasn't much response that we heard from, except locally. We did hear some response, and you talked to Mayor David Holt about his tweet in response to that. What did he say?
Yeah, the response over the weekend was largely from Democratic lawmakers, and Republicans were mostly kind of radio silent, as they sometimes are when the president makes a controversial statement like this. The one exception, if you were grasping for an exception, would be Mayor David Holt, who was a Republican member of the state Senate. Now, just to clarify, the mayoral position, and he'll be quick to tell you this, is not a partisan position. He didn't run as a Democrat or a Republican. And in fact, he told me this morning that this was not in any way meant to be a partisan statement. But yesterday, hours after the president had tweeted his comments that these four non-white members of Congress should go back to their countries, Holt tweeted out two tweets that said, essentially, that Oklahoma City is a diverse community where 60% of our children are non-white. Many of our residents are immigrants. Almost all of us are the descendants of immigrants. We are working closely with our native community to honor those who were truly the first Americans. And then Holt followed that up with another tweet kind of talking about his Osage background, member of the Osage tribe. Now, it was pretty obvious, even though he didn't mention Trump by name, that that's what he was responding to. That was the kind of social media conversation of the day yesterday. And Holt was obviously weighing into that. And I felt like it warranted a call to the mayor to see if he would mind unpacking that statement a little bit and why he decided to tweet what he did. And he didn't come out with any bombastic language in that tweet. But he did tell me on Monday morning that he just felt like he had a moral imperative that while there was this message from national leaders that immigrants or those that are not white are not welcome here, that he felt like he needed to reiterate the point that diversity is important to him and to Oklahoma City, and that the immigrant community in Oklahoma City, which continues to grow, is very much welcome in his city.
Well, he's in kind of an interesting position. I think for people who have followed Mayor Holt on social media, it wasn't a surprising tweet, because he's said things like this before publicly, and also people who are aware of his background and aware of his social media savvy, it wasn't a shocker to see that show up.
No, and you know, I think you could accurately describe him during his time in the Senate as a moderate. I mean, he was an Oklahoma City Republican, which means something different than maybe a rural Republican. And you know, I don't necessarily recall him being public about his opinion on President Trump, who was a candidate at the time. But I know behind closed doors, he wasn't a fan. And many people knew that. And he probably felt the kind of the pressure that a lot of Republicans at the time felt, which was, you know, you want to back the nominee, but this guy is not the traditional Republican. He has a strong base of support in the Republican Party among voters. But a lot of Republican lawmakers, you know, from the outset were like, this guy is not, you know, we don't feel like he gives us the best chance to win. We don't feel like he necessarily represents what the Republican Party has traditionally been, although that's starting to change. So no longer being in a partisan office, you know, I'm sure the mayor feels like he can be more outspoken about this. Now, that's not to say that he's been very bombastic towards Trump, but he has made some comments that would be shocking for a Republican lawmaker. I mean, if any of the Republican lawmakers like Langford or Inhofe or Cole or any of the members of the Oklahoma delegation were to tweet what Holt tweeted on Sunday, it would be seen as a very like, wow, this he would have got a lot of attention, because it would have been the most forceful comment we had received from a Republican member of Congress. But once again, Holt said that wasn't necessarily what he's trying to do. He wasn't trying to make this a partisan debate for himself, and reiterated the point that the mayor's position is nonpartisan. Immigration enforcement, which is another big topic right now, as the president has promised a bunch of raids in several large cities, immigration enforcement is not a local matter. It's a federal matter. He reiterated his support for the police department, and leaders there, including the new police chief, has said, listen, we are not in the immigration enforcement business. We want people to feel like they can call us. Even if you are undocumented and you would be deported by a federal immigration officer, you don't have to worry in giving us a call if you need our assistance.
Which maintains the policy of longtime chief Bill City. He'd said that several times.
Yeah, it's in their policies. They don't ask for someone's citizenship They are there to respond to, you know, local calls, calls of need. But, you know, I will say this. I don't think that Holt's tweet was necessarily just capitalizing on the political moment, and he's gotten a lot of praise for this. I mean, diversity and inclusion has been a major theme of his administration since the beginning, both in policy and in positioning himself. So he kind of famously redecorated the mayor's conference room, which had previously been decorated with a bunch of portraits of former mayors, which are all but one white men. He redecorated with portraits of kids from Oklahoma City public schools to reflect the diversity, so the majority are non-white. He's also said that, and has so far seemed to deliver on this promise, to put more non-white members on boards and commissions. We actually did a story a couple years ago, or last year actually, that showed the vast majority of members of various boards and commissions are white and male, and the mayor said it's important for him to add some diversity to that. So this wasn't just a tweet that I think he was posturing to, you know, try to get a lot of attention. That he did, though. But it's been something that so far he's actually backed up with policies. It probably wasn't actually the most popular tweet of the week. Last week he tweeted about Paul George and Russell Westbrook and just kind of the reality of the NBA for small markets. That got a lot of play, actually, in the New York Times and the Washington Post. So when I talked to him this morning, he said, yeah, that's probably my more popular tweet from the past week was about the Thunder.
Well, he's pretty good at the tweeting game. And even though he's getting a lot of attention for this tweet yesterday, you know, he never mentioned the president. It was a pretty masterful subtweet.
Yeah, it was. And he was, and he didn't hide from the fact that, you know, I called him and I kind of expected, just because sometimes you hear this from politicians, I expect them to say, like, well, I wasn't tweeting in response to the president. I just, as if, like, I just woke up Sunday morning and felt like this was on top of mind. But he acknowledged what everyone would know, that, yes, this was in response to what we heard from the president. I think it's easy for maybe people outside of Oklahoma, and even people in Oklahoma, to see this as a courageous type of response to take in a very red state like Oklahoma. Maybe it is. However, he does represent a pretty diverse city that is becoming more Democratic. And we have a Democratic congresswoman that was elected last year. So while someone outside of Oklahoma say, man, the Oklahoma, mayor of Oklahoma City came out criticizing the president in an indirect way, that's shocking there. Maybe it's not shocking for the mayor of San Francisco. It may not be that shocking, just given the landscape of Oklahoma City, which is different than the rest of the state.
And that's one of the most interesting things about this, is it really does reflect the shift that's taking place here in Oklahoma City. We've seen this in the election results, and now we're seeing it play out in a lot of different kind of policy ways.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to imply that the mayor is only thinking of politics, but he's a politician and a savvy politician at that. This was a tweet that got him a lot of positive attention from his constituents, and I don't think he was just being opportunistic. But if he was, this would be the right approach to take, because the city is changing, has changed quite a bit, and politically is different than other parts of the state. So yes, that's definitely true.
Well, since you're the normal host of this show, how do you usually wrap this up?
Usually I just thank the reporter and the guests for their excellent coverage and wish them well moving forward.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Ben. I think you've got a big future in journalism in front of you. So it was great to have you on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Don.